Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Police looking for a man who they say killed another man today by pushing him into a moving subway in Harlem.
It happened in the station at Lenox Avenue and 125th Street. Police say two women were arguing with a man when a good Samaritan stepped in to try to calm things down. Then, according to cops, that man punched the good Samaritan, who went off the platform into a moving train. Nicole was on the subway with her mother and saw the victim pinned between the car and the platform.
I first thought, like, he was alive. I was praying to God. I really was. I was just praying to for him to be alive. I was telling my mom, she was telling me that he was already dead, but I was like, I was just hoping for him to be alive. That's it.
She says seeing the victim hit her in so many ways. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds in Harlem.